first bus in the UK is using artificial intelligence, AI, to make their bus timetables better and stop buses from arriving all at once. This is called bus bunching and it's annoying for passengers. The AI software helps first bus make timetables that work well. It can change the timetables automatically if there's a lot of traffic, which stops the buses from bunching up. Since using AI, First Bus has seen a 20% increase in buses being on time during busy times. They want to use AI on all their bus routes in the UK. The AI software that First Bus uses is made by a tech company called Prospective in London. The software uses lots of data, like GPS location sensors and ticket records, to teach the AI. The software can run lots of different scenarios really quickly, which means it can change the bus schedules in real time. It also knows how to manage electric buses, which need to charge at certain times and be managed carefully. Using AI in public transport planning isn't just happening in the UK. In Japan, a company called Next Mobility uses AI to plan routes for their minibuses. The AI decides which vehicles to use, takes bookings, tells the drivers where to go, and sends messages to passengers. This service, called No Route, is available in 30 places in Japan. The AI software used by No Route is made by a Canadian company called Spare. They use data about the people who use the minibuses and other things to figure out what the minibuses need. AI has the power to change how we plan public transport by looking at lots of data and making better routes and schedules. While it's still important to have local knowledge, AI can help us find patterns and make smarter choices. In the future, we can expect to see more AI being used in public transport planning, which will make buses more efficient and reliable.